Welcome to Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Sharing with you our ancestors' traditional knowledge of medicinal plants, we give thanks to our ancestors and our elders for the gifts that we are given, and with many thanks and our respect to Mother Earth, who continues to enrich our lives with vital medicines, plants, food, and water that are much needed by our bodies. Hello, Anine, Buju. How is everyone doing today? We're going to talk about herbs, super herbs, what we have the best of to help us maintain our fantastic living conditions. Those from our ancestors' teachings, those from our modern teachings, whatever the case may be, we're going to figure out what is best for us. Could be from our neighbors across the pond. There is a worldly amount of healing out there. We want to know about it. So what do we want? Balanced diet and proper rest. Those are very important tools for maintaining our immunity system and keeping it strong. And nature also gives us overabundance of safe and effective herbs to provide our body with healthy boosting materials for our immunity and just staying naturally healthy. Now, some of these we can grow in our own garden, and some of them we can get from our friends and gather ourselves or order and pick up shop, per se. Now, licorice root. This is going to help you when you have a really bad cold or a flu bug. Great for winter, even summer, spring, fall. You never know when you get a cold. Sometimes you get a cold in the spring and it lasts like through the half the summer. Horrible. Now, our licorice root. That's not candy. It is licorice root. And again, excellent for strains and viruses and various flu bugs. Garlic. People who eat a lot of garlic, they never catch a cold, they say. And garlic is pretty healthy for you. So if you just go ahead and put that on anything you want. Make garlic bread, garlic and rice, garlic, hamburgers, anything you like. Garlic. It's antiviral, bacterial, antifungal. And if you don't like eating it raw, you can go ahead and just mix it up in your spaghetti. Some people like a lot of garlic, so they can just put cloves of garlic and on anything they like, and they're happy with that. I like to use the smashed garlic and put it in my potatoes and on my bread or spaghetti or even on my pizza. Okay. Oregano oil. This is fabulous for your gut because your gut hosts millions and millions of good bacteria and your immune system. So regular use of our oregano is a great way to clear out some of the unwanted bacteria that impairs our digestive system, which also compromises our health. Guess what else it's good for? It's a natural insect repellent. Yep, that's right. Dilute a few drops of oregano oil and some grape seed and maybe even some tea tree oil if you'd like to go that far and dab it on your skin. Especially dab it around your ankles because the wood ticks are bad this year. Now, ginger. Ginger is excellent for clearing out the mucus from our lungs and our sinus cavities. It also helps the body with breaking down toxins and cleansing our lymphatic system of unwanted debris, which is excellent because I'm always stressing our lymphatic system does not clean itself. Milk thistle, great for detoxification. It helps protect the liver. It's great with anti-inflammatory and antioxidant properties. It even helps the liver regenerate itself. So milk thistle is excellent. Elderberries, excellent for the flu. Good for your immune system. Parsley. This helps clean our kidneys. Isn't that crazy? Because I love parsley too. I'm starting to eat a lot more greens, and I got a little bag of parsley, and I better just eat it like a rabbit. If you drink a few cups of parsley tea for a week and cleanse your kidneys to make the tea, you're going to make 1 tablespoon of crushed fresh parsley to a cup of boiling water and cover and steep for 5 minutes and then strain it. You can also prepare a detoxifying drink by mixing 1/4 cup of parsley juice and 1/2 cup of water with a little bit of honey and lemon juice. Drink it twice daily for a couple of weeks. And you can also include this herb in your salad. Parsley. So that is really great herb booster for us. The dandelion root, always a favorite. I'm going to tell you a couple things. Just, we got to boil 2 teaspoons of dried dandelion root to 1 cup of water for 5 minutes. Let it seep for about 10 minutes and then strain and add some honey if you'd like. Now, this is a really good immune booster in helping cleanse your kidneys and things like that too. I'm kind of detoxing per se. Marshmallow root and ginger, turmeric, celery. These are all things that are going to help cleanse your kidneys. So those are really good herb boosters that you can just have and take right into your body. It's excellent. A few more things that we have in our grocery stores or at the co-op or in the woods, our herbal stores. Holy basil is really good. It's great for your reducing inflammation, naturally boosting your energy and vitality. It also helps support our healthy brain, liver, and heart function. So holy basil is an excellent herb to have right around the house. Lemongrass. This has many benefits. The healthy digestion, a defense against infections, your immune system, and your healthy respiratory system. It helps healing from cancer and your healthy nervous system. Garlic. You know, we talk a lot about garlic because it's so good for your body. We talked about it just a little while ago. I have it again because I need ginkgo biloba for my memory. But really, garlic is excellent for you. Ginger, excellent for you. Can't mention enough turmeric, because turmeric is excellent for gallbladder, cholesterol level, helping fight bacteria. It really helps your body start to heal from cancer. And the primary part of the turmeric is the root. Red clover. We can go and just harvest this ourselves in our backyards. It's good for cleansing our blood and decongest the lymphatic system. Very good for our skin, eczema, and psoriasis. You can take it internally, or you can use it as a topical. And it's also really good for respiratory conditions in both our children and adults. Not to mention menopausal women appreciate this clover because it helps reduce our hot flashes and our mood swings, as well as night sweats. Aloe and the plantain we can use. It helps with blood. And this is the plantain that is grown in our yards. It helps with heavy bleeding. You can make it as a poultice to help draw out deep-seated infections. It's good for boils and stings and bug bites. And lemon balm is really good. Bergamot is excellent. So those are some really good, powerful herbs. Super herbs is what we're calling them. Any of those will boost and help your body when you need a little bit of assistance. We'd like to give thank you to our supporters, the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Grant, as well as the Community Radio Service and Equipment Grant, for providing local programming. We say miigwech, safe journeys, and we'll chat with you next time on Traditional Medicine with Chantel Michaud, Bear Clan from the Leech Lake Ojibwe. Keep a wobbinin'.